And as always, www.donegallandscaping.com. I'm in Dublin city centre. Trinity College is just at my back. It's 5:45, which is relatively peak time. And as I walk up Westmoreland Street, you can hear the hustle and bustle around me. I'm walking up towards O'Connell Street now. They've done a really decent job on the trees on O'Connell Street. It's amazing when you walk it and you see, if you've ever noticed, all of the trees are bare stemmed to just above head height. But what they do be just above or over head height and beyond. Bear with me. Apologies, pedestrian traffic has its pros and cons, as does driving cattle in Ballybottle. It's also extremely windy here, so I'm going to have to test this podcast out before I publish it. But when you walk up O'Connell Street, you see all the trees are above head height. Main reason for that is so they don't take anybody's eye out. And then you have insurance claim city. And second thing is from a security point of view. Because on a dark night, you can see everything happening. But what it does when they're above head height also is it shades out the buildings ever so slightly. It also operates as part of a sound barrier. I'm right in O'Connell Bridge at this moment in time, and although they have some lovely planters here, there's nothing worse than talking on the phone or doing a podcast and all of a sudden, woo, comes right up beside you. So I'm going to leave you here on O'Connell Bridge as I look at the monument of Daniel O'Connell, the Emancipator. Let's see how different the sound is when we return to Ballybottle from the beautiful city of Dublin that it really is. The Liffey to the right and to the left of me. It's Peter Donegan saying bye for now.